of the morning walk, recorded May 15th, 1973, in Shelley Hills Park in Los Angeles.
Be guilty for the scientist to understand God. What is their degree? We understand God very easily. This,
they find it very hard to see the spirit, the soul. It's very doubtful, let's say.
Well, a spirit you see, I don't see. That is,
that is matter.
No, what? They see the spirit soul. They can detect somehow. Then they definitely
how we can see? It is the measurement is given 1/10,000 part of the tip of the ear. So where is your same part?
Still they want to sense it by some...
Sense that is any rascal can sense that he is living energy. That is spirit soul. It's like if you inject 1 gram of poison and immediately dies. Does it require how he dies? That one, not 1 gram, even 100 part of 1 gram, whenever it's poison, how it acts. Even nobody can see it. When the snake bites, nobody can see where is it, how he dies.
They will explain that by it blocks somebody metallic pad.
That's all right, but it is acting. That is my point. You can explain your nonsense. But I see that because that very little portion of poison is there immediately. But then you see the action.
That's just like taking cyanide.
Yes.
Cyanide. They say finite blocks the...
Whatever it may be, but what it is, you have to see where the effect. Similarly, if the small particle of... Therefore, our knowledge is perfect. We take it from the inner. The small particle of soul, because it is present there, you see, the whole thing is going on nicely.
They say the soul is subject to material conditions. They're seeing the body as the soul, so they say because it's subject to material conditions, therefore it's not eternal.
Maybe material conditions. That is, but so you have to accept the soul.
Once they accept the existence of the soul, then there is not much difficulty. Once they accept this, then automatically they have to accept.
So they have to accept. They have no explanation. All they explain foolishly how they man is living, how there is consciousness. They cannot explain. Avinashi Chitavriddhi, Jeda Sarva Bhutam. Consciousness, because the soul is there. If I think here, immediately I feel, I'm conscious. Throughout the whole skin, I am conscious. After the soul is not there, if you cut it, chop it, nobody protests. Why the simple thing they do not understand?
That's the soul of what said about God.
First of all, let us understand the soul. Soul is the small God, sample God. If you understand the sample, then you can understand the whole
thing. Some scientists are claiming that just because they haven't yet discovered how to create life, they are soon to. And
what is that?
They are in the process of trying to create life.
That is Achella. That is kick out.
Yes.
That is kick on their face.
Yes.
So what you have got just now? That is I don't touch. We are trying, a rascal is saying, I'm trying to be millionaire. Yes, when you become millionaire, then talk. Now you're a poor vagabond, that's all. That is an accident. But you are trying, everyone is trying to try. What you are now, that is our problem.
At the present, they know how to kill very good.
Yeah. Nonsense. But try. There's any nonsense in here. I'm trying. What is this? That is not it.
Well,
scientific problems.
The argument that has been presented is that, well, we don't have it now, but soon we'll have it.
That's any rascal incident. What is the difference between you and the rascal? Any rascal incident. I'm trying. What is the use of the scientist? Any rascal is. Trust the future, have a pleasure. You can talk of all pleasant things in future, but you don't trust it. You, as you don't trust, because you do not see soul, you don't trust. Why should I trust it? You rascal. That in future you shall be very great scientist. Huh? You do not trust. Because you do not see, there is no soul. You cannot see. So why shall I trust you? Huh? What is the answer? That in future we will be able to do something extraordinary?
Yeah.
Why shall I trust you?
Give them a lot of credit.
Huh?
They said they've done so much in the past.
Huh?
They've accomplished so much.
That is all useless. Sorry of that. You have not given any contribution. That there will be no death. The death is there. In the past there was death, but people are dying now. What you have done?
Helped death.
Huh?
Helped death.
Then I help means you have helped to minimize the duration of death. Formerly man was living 100 years, now they do not live more than 60-70 years. That you have helped, certainly. Huh? What you have done? A man is dying ordinarily. You have created atomic energy. You can kill thousands of them. So you have helped only in dying. But you have not helped in living. That is not possible. Then what you have done? Some childish play? What you have done?
Now you have airplanes.
You cannot stop birth. You cannot stop disease. You cannot stop old age. So what you have done? Formerly people used to become old, and now also they become old. Formerly people used to die, they are dying now also. Formerly people used to become diseased, they are becoming diseased. More disease, more medicine. So what you have had? You have not had. Anything in the improvement of the order of the world. What is that, sir?
The same scientists will point to India and say, look at all the dying and starving people.
So why India? And you are talking of the whole world.
Yes.
Why take the example of the Indians? Indians may be backward. Well, you are talking of you, so forward. What is that? Indians may be backward. We are not talking of any particular nation. Particular people. We are talking of general people. People in general. India, why we bring India?
Well, it's a popular opinion over here that Indians are...
No, no, why do you bring... This is another foolishness. Why do you bring India? What you have done, first of all, sir.
Oh, I'm not doing this.
No, no, you are your men. Those are not Indian.
Well, perhaps it's because spiritual culture originates.
Huh?
Spiritual culture is permeates their society.
Yeah, that is when spiritual consciousness is present in truth, then you become conquered. You have been already. The Christian people are astonished how Krishna consciousness will be so big shape within so few years. And they are afraid now. Yes. And why they shall not be? Here is science, and that is foolishness only. Yes. God has only one son. Why? God one son. I ask the priest, the God is limited, unlimited. Unlimited. Then why should he be limited by one son? He could not answer. Ordinary men have more than one son. And God has got only one son. Why? He could not answer. There is no philosophy. How people ail. They died. This Christian religion was taught thousands of years, some shepherds, some fourth class men. And now people are so much advanced in science, they will accept it. Jesus Christ is speaking, first thing, thou shalt not kill. That means you are speaking among the killers. What kind of men there? Tenth class of men. And how this tenth class man religion will be acceptable to the first class? Now people are becoming first class. These things are wrong. Dogmas and nonsense, philosophy. That will not stand. They automatically, Christian religion is dead now. Nobody is there. There is no philosophy, there is no science. How it is accepted? And they are violating, simply violating. Whatever it may. Christ says, thou shalt not kill, they are simply killing. How it will go on? How long you can cheat people? What is the explanation? Yeah. The first order is, thou shalt not kill. So why they are killing? What is the answer?
Sense
man. Huh? And
this one?
Violating.
They lost respect as well.
Yes, violating the laws. So how they can go on with the business?
Somehow they think they have an answer.
They have no answer. As soon as I ask this question, yesterday on the television, he also asked the same question. He has purchased all our books. So why this Christian religion is declared? And why it will not? Why you are violating? He could not answer. He could not answer. He will violate all Christians. Many Christians please ask me this question. And as soon as they put this question, they stop. They stop. They cannot answer. So why you are killing? The first order is thou shalt not kill. And why you are killing? They cannot answer. I ask them two questions. Why God, unlimited God shall have only one son? And why you are killing? They cannot answer. Or you answer? Your heart was flat. They believe that the world is flat. So how much imperfect knowledge they have got? Imperfect knowledge, how long it can go? That's why you are going to challenge all these aspects. That life is grown out of matter. We are going to challenge. It is not a fact. So how long you can cheat people? 100, 200, 1,000 years. But you cannot cheat for all the time.
It's been going on from time immemorial. I guess I figured they can just keep going on for time immemorial.
No time immemorial. You are being cheated for 200, 300 years. Not before that. All these scientists just have come out within 200 years. That's all. So you are being cheated for the last 200 years, not for thousands of years. So it will be finished. Within another 50 years, everything will be finished.
Yes, you see now there's an anti-intellectual movement.
Yes.
People are rebelling to science and modern progress.
What is that? That is not science. It is ignorance.
Ignorance.
Simply ignorance. Ignorance is going at science. Irreligion is going at religion. Now how long it will go? People are becoming intelligent.
In Newsweek magazine, it's the largest magazine in the United States.
Yeah.
There was an article about degradation of Christianity, and they summarized it with a cartoon, a picture of the devil. You know, Maya, this is their image of Maya, and he was causing earthquakes. There was a very large earthquake in South America. It killed many thousands of people. They attribute this to Maya. And right next to them was a picture of Richard Nixon
because he's a very famous, you know, he presents himself as a follower of Christ.
Oh.
And he's bombing Southeast Asia.
That's a left king.
Yeah, and the devil turned to Richard. The devil turned to Richard Nixon and said, "It's hell keeping up with Christians."
Yeah, people who criticize like that. People have become advanced. How long you can see them? It's so-called trans, so-called religion. Now you take up this Krishna-Kasar space movement seriously, you will give reality. Try to understand. This means vidyate sarvamidam vidyatam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, everything is known to you. This is the process. If you simply understand Krishna, Krishna is expressing himself in Bhagavad Gita. You know everything.
Yeah.
You know everything. And that is the basic ignorance. Jasmin vidyate sarvamidam vidyatam bhavanti. By knowing Krishna only, you know everything. That's how if you try to understand the things, people will be happy. Now, our question was that we say that a man, I say man, other living entities, they are also living entities. So, in Christian religions, they say the man is made up of God. Is it not? So, man is the sample of God. So why don't you study? Nicely, man. And you can know and understand God, but it's not. I ask this question, man is made after the image of God. To study, very scrutinizingly, a perfect human being, and you know, what is God? Yes. And that is the basic invention. Nitya Nitya Ram, Sitara, Sitara Ram. So, you take a perfect man. Just like Krishna, you take a perfect man, take him as man. He sees that he is God. He has got all the perfection. Even if you take him as a man.
No competition?
No competition. And that is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is, we are giving this definition. Bhagavan means a perfect man. This one. Now, just like man wants to wife, to have wife. So, why there is this called adulteration? He wants more than one thing. Just see, perfect Krishna, he has got 16,000 things, which you cannot imagine. Here is perfection. You cannot say that a man has no inclination to have more than one thing. That is there. So that propensity is in perfection is there in Krishna. And that is therefore his love.
You referred to it as the Don Juan complex.
Huh?
Don Juan complex.
One complex?
But it's on a character in Spanish history, fictional history. The perfect lover, the image that all men would like to be, the perfect lover.
Yes. So who can be perfect lover than Krishna? Krishna, he loves everyone. Where is that man? He loves everyone. The so-called patriot, They love their countrymen. Why? Kill their enemies. Why? Mr. Nixon loves his countrymen. Why not love his country cows? They're also born and they're there. They require also, they have right to live. Or why they kill? That is imperfection. And Krishna is embracing the cow. Come on. And then making Lala Lani also. And that is perfect. That is perfect. Krishna talks with birds. These are one day on the bank of Jamuna, he was talking with a bird. One old lady saw and said, oh, he's talking with a bird. That is perfect.
You sound like this?
Huh?
You talk like that? Like,
yeah.
Like the bird song?
Yes, yes. Therefore, Krishna is another father called Babuda. He can speak in any
language. Birds have language?
Huh?
Animals have the language?
That's oh, yeah, everyone has that. Everyone.
Father, how is the son? We can enjoy the energy we own. Krishna's energy now. And we acknowledge it as Krishna in the neophyte state. True devotee realizes it's Krishna's energy. But as a neophyte, how do we enjoy material energy in this aspect, the fresh air in the morning walk?
The neophyte does. Anyone still who is not in Krishna consciousness, he does not enjoy, he simply suffers. There is no Krishna enjoyment. Anyone who is not in Krishna consciousness, he does not enjoy, he simply suffers. But he takes the suffering as enjoyment. That is Maya. That is Maya. Just like in your country, they are walking day and night, just like from the morning. Good. They are suffering, but the people are coming to enjoy golf. That is suffering only. From the morning, going here and there. Is it not suffering? But he is thinking, I have enjoyed. And this is Maya. Yes, this is Maya. He is suffering. But he thinks I have enjoyed. So any condition soul, he doesn't enjoy anything. He simply suffers. But he thinks that he is. Therefore the camel example is given. Camel, he is eating his own blood. Eating thorns. And the thorns cutting the tongue. And from the tongue, blood is oozing out. So when the blood is mixed up with the thorny twigs, it becomes a little tasteful. And he's thinking, oh, it is very nice. Similarly, all these grihasthas enjoying sex life, he's discharging his own blood. He's becoming weaker and weaker. He's thinking, I mean, he thinks I have enjoyed. If he uses more, then he becomes diseased, tuberculous. He's dying by that process, but he thinks I have enjoyed. That way it is exemplified in the camel. He's enjoying his own blood by discharging. One drop of smell is made out of so many drops of blood. Do you know?
40 drops.
Just see. How much drops of semen he is discharging, that means he is spoiling his blood. But he is thinking, I enjoy. Would you like to, by giving your blood to enjoy, would you like?
No,
But you are doing that every night. And that is Brahman. No, you are, I'm giving an example. This is going on. He is going to die. He has adopted the process by which he will die, and he sees the day. This is called Maya. Maya means things which is not. Maya. Maya means not. Ya means this. What you are thinking, it is not that. That is called Maya. So they are in Maya means they are thinking, these rascals are thinking, improving, becoming happy, advancing. This Maya word will finish everything. Maya. Not this. Bhagavad says that you are thinking, you are becoming victorious, but you are being defeated. Parabhavastavad abodajata. These rascals, abodajata, born fools and rascals, they are becoming defeated in every step. Parabhava tavat abodha jata javanna jigyasato atma tattvam. So long he does not inquire about his self, what I am. He is simply in defeat. That's all. This is the verdict.
Walking further in the chain.
He is walking foolishly like animals. He does not know what his soul, what he is. Nothing of the sort. He is working hard day and night. And he's thinking, I'm becoming victorious. This is karma. What victory? Have you own victory over backstab? The ideal problem? No, we have own victory. We can now, without horse, we can go with a car. So what is there? With a horse or without horse? You cannot go anywhere else. You will be here within this world. That's all. Just like these rascals, now they have invented car. You know that? Formerly they are walking.
Yes, now
going car. Yeah, that's all. What is that? That within is a golf area. That's all. You know the cow? The cow is stuck up with a pole in India, a long rope, and he's and he's thinking, I'm free.
He made a longer rope.
Yes. And he thinks, I'm so free. You know? These rascals are always going on.
The one who wrote Paradise Lost, Milton?
Yes.
He also wrote a poem which said that a working man is nothing but a devil's slave.
Yes, that's it.
He works so hard for his money, but not his life can he save.
No, what do you do with the money? He satisfies his senses. That's all.
He loses
big so he's servant of the senses.
He sells his energy.
Yes.
His Christmas energy, that is, didn't he? High energy.
Transmigration of soul. Suppose this time I am a very great scientist, and next life I become a tree like this. What is my advantage? Stand up for 10,000 years. What is the advantage?
Wouldn't get worse.
Huh?
Wouldn't get worse.
Yes. Not going to hell. That's all. Well, we are trying to be naked. Nature will say, yes, we stand here like for 10,000 years. Yes, there is a punishment for being naked. Human life is not meant for becoming naked. That is according to Vedic civilization, the great sin. You see? So their propensity, they are increasing to become naked. Like our George, Lennon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So next time he's going to be free. Stand up. Otherwise, heard from the trees, come. Nicholas, explain. You become trees, that's all. Just like the Nolokubet, they are taking bath naked without caring for Naras. All life, you become naked for 100 years. Oh yes. Everywhere defines grace. That is God's grace. Variety.
So those trees which appear nice fruits and nice flowers.
Yes, they are fast. Fast trees. Otherwise, why am I taking care of this leaf? Because the flower is there. And who cares for this leaf? Trampling down. As in human society, there is third class man, second class man, third class man. Similarly, in every field, first class animal also.
House.
Yes. Useful. Giving milk. Most humble, useful. Even after death, it is useful. And they are so rascal, they are taking care of the dog, not of the cow. Let's see how they are rascal. And they are advanced civilized. They do not know what is meant by civilization. Now, according to Vedic scripture, cow killing is sinful. It is never written, dog killing is sinful. Well, generally, any animal you kill, that is sin. But especially, cow killing is sin. Gohatya. Gohatya. That cow killing is going on in the Christian world, and it's sin. They're religious. What kind of religion? Christian religion says generally cows are not killed. And especially they're killing cows. Generally killing and specially killing. Asking if I shall kill at all. In America, there was sufficient food. So was rice, so was wheat, so was oats, fruits, grains and butter and tea. Now why they shall kill? What is the reason? Now what is that bird is killed in Christmas?
Turkey.
Krishna is also a vicious friend. He says, thou shalt not kill. But he busts his also the king.
And him. Him is also
Pig and
turkey. Actually,
they kill the turkey on Thanksgiving, the day that they acknowledge
and
give thanks to the Lord.
For giving them opportunity to kill. Where is the opportunity? The Lord said, thou shalt not kill. where the end? Do they get the opportunity? Kill them? There is another blasphemy. Why did they get this opportunity? The manufacturer.
In Seattle, they not only they eat cows, but they go out of the cows and they start eating horses.
Huh?
Okay, they stop eating cows in Seattle.
Huh?
It's very famous now to buy horse meat. They have horse steaks instead of cow steaks. And it becomes so degraded now that they're eating horses.
Why?
They ran out of cows.
They ran out of cows.
Cost too much.
Customers.
Now they eat their old father. No price. Homemade. Homemade conscious.
I think it's quite good.
Good. And you had your goal.
Oh, this time is better.
Not only did Christ tell them not to kill, but he also, he himself said that all his disciples were like sheep and animals, and he was their herder. So he gave the example that, you know, we're all like innocent animals, we should be like innocent animals.
Yeah.
So many examples he gave like that.
I remember this in this part last year, but in that meeting with the bishops, there's a Christian father, Catholic father. So the question is that people were said also not killed in the Bible and the commandments.
Yeah. Then I was invited by some Christian priest in Melbourne. Very good gathering. I said also the same thing.
I think his answer was when the Bible was written, Christ didn't mean this way. That was the
answer. You get what? He'll find that. But I sent him between his shoes. That what he said, Christ could not find out. You have found out. You are so good. Thank you very much. You are more intelligent than that. So why Bible? Why not Christ? You are Bible. Let us follow.
There's now something like 451 different translations. Just like Edith. They interpret in so many ways.
It was taken. But the original Gita is perfect.
So they're not even sure that the Bible is now. As a matter of fact, it's a known fact.
Yes.
Many of the excerpts from Christ's disciples were, I say,
printed.
Parts taken out.
That's some Bible authorities say that there is no spark of the original. Perfect. Saint Joseph or something.
St. Thomas?
St.
Thomas.
You see? How grateful he was. And he was sent.
Well, the real thing is, book was up. He said, if I call an animal, we can't eat animals. I had the same concept.
He can eat. But how can I say that? Not so.
The food of the
land. Another. So that is not the cost. That is also science. And this is also science.
There's
a lot
of
things of philosophy, right? There's also
animals. What if you're
a chance? There's also soul and plants. So
yes.
If there's a soul and
plant,
if we.
Eat. That's a running sense. Eat.
But
how you can? Deny the time. That proves your foolishness.
Somehow, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I can kill the child. You kill your father, your mother, everything you kill. And that is another thing. But how can I say, my father has no son, my mother has no son? That is correct. That is most unthinking.
I can't think of that.
You eat. That I've already said. You have to eat. But
why don't you
see something which is not fat?
But it was a different thing, animal.
Huh? Maybe different. Between different little and me. That difference we'll find amongst ourselves. We are all different. But that doesn't mean I have no soul.
Everyone of us has that.
pick up in there. But I really am picking her stuff. That is fine.
The Bible also has there's a part where God is instructing humanity, saying that the herbs shall be there and the fruits of the trees. He is so degraded that one must eat.
Well, no objection. I should do this. Fine.
Is it because that plant typically offer out?
Patram pushvam phalam taya yogi bhakta abhijitra. So, if there is any responsibility, I can go to Krishna. We talk about that. Therefore, you have no responsibility. You have no responsibility.
Why
so many players today?
Really,
I
was not
saying. Oh.
Tuesday.
Then must be lawyers.
Very high now. So you agree?
$20.
Part of the value of lunch fund, yeah, according to
you. Is when you
get
it? Well, unofficially.
So, try this book.
Right?
Achinta means chinta means within your
concept. That's it for Vekapati. Vekapo.
And there is
root. And it's in the heart. There's that.
Your process, if you want to send the water out, you have to pump it.
Then what?
Then must you pump back
away?
Odd.
This is your thing.
So, there is no pipe.
How is that?
A pumping machine without any pipe. So, this is your thing.
I don't
know. Part of it.
You cannot change the whole
thing. You have to learn it.
You can't. No, I can't explain how you are.
Because of the hormones.
Why did they not go here?
Fortunately, I'm not left.
Go here. Effect of energy.
It's not part of my body. You have to accept that, that's all.
How did you have to?
The small particle that got into Sakti is there. I'll find out.
Don't try to
solve yourself for that.
It's not
true. But you're not
true.
So I want to shut up.
And if she says no.
Ah, if you have any comfort.
No talks.
Did I answer it?
Why?
Set up a kid.
Between his parents.
All scientists.
This kind of stuff.
Are they fine?
Adios. Adios.